From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The conclusions of the multinational joint investigation team were clear. Flight MH17 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from territory controlled by Russian-backed rebels. The precise launch site has been narrowed down to a specific field outside the village of Pervomaisky. Russia has consistently denied any involvement. The investigation has identified over 100 people who were linked to the transport of the missile or the crash itself, but prosecutors have not identified who might be criminally responsible. Henry Ridgewell, London.
UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo.
Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The Syrian government, with the help of Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria. He said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the U.S. and Iraq have agreed on a plan to send 600 American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from IS. This is VOA News. Democrats in the U.S. Senate voted with Republicans to overturn President Barack Obama's veto of a bill that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 U.S. terrorist attacks to sue Saudi Arabia.
Having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objections of the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
Only one senator voted to sustain the president's veto. If the House of Representatives votes for the bill, it will become law. A vote is expected later in the day. Proponents of the bill allege that Saudi Arabia gave backing to the attackers, something the Saudis deny. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to keep the U.S. government operating for another few months. Senators approved a continuing resolution Wednesday with a sweeping 72-26 vote. It now heads to the House of Representatives, which also is expected to approve it. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed Wednesday to key states they need to win in the November 8th election. The Politico Morning Consult poll, which had Trump ahead by 1 point before Monday's contentious debate, said its first post-debate polling now showed Clinton with a 3-point edge. Police in Thailand's capital threatened Wednesday to arrest human rights researchers with Amnesty International over the announcement of a new report detailing allegations of torture by the military and police. An Amnesty spokesman went forward with an impromptu news briefing anyway, detailing a report that alleges 74 cases of Thai soldiers and police using beatings, suffocation by plastic bags, waterboarding, and forms of humiliation. Yuval Ginbar is an Amnesty legal advisor.
We documented 74 cases. We had interviews also with officials. And we came to the sad conclusion that torture is prevalent in Thailand. And as far as military interrogations are concerned, torture is even systematic.
Amnesty says that torture remains common despite pledges by the military government to end abusive practices. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says a joint military exercise scheduled to begin next week with the United States will be the last between the two countries.
I would serve notice to you now that this will be the last military exercise. Jointly, Philippines, U.S., the last one.
Mr. Duterte said the Philippines will honor its existing security treaties, but will not take part in any South China Sea patrols with the United States. He said he wants to avoid getting dragged into any conflict between the U.S. and China. An annual joint amphibious landing exercise is due to begin next Tuesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.